Universal Dairies.
Hello, this is Mrs. Young here. It's about my grocery order that's just been delivered.
Oh, yes, madam. Nothing wrong, I hope.
I'm afraid there is. It's that block of ice cream I asked you to send.
Oh, what's the matter with it?
What I mean, fancy putting ice cream at the bottom of the box.
That was an excerpt from Some Came Running. Another in our series, A Film Worth Remembering, which is more than can be said for the next half hour.
However, for those with patience and understanding, here is a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Cranswick Parthicon and Mercedes Capitute, folk dancing on ice, Stanley Accrington, Miss Susan Starting Handle.
She's a bit of a crank.
To continue, Eamon Blanchflower. Tonto Charterhouse. And, of course, Mr. Kenneth Horne, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Beyond Our Ken. Yes, it's B-O-K, the new Wonder Radio Tonic. T.L. of Twickenham, right?
There was a time when I used to be nervy, tired, listless, and irritable. But after taking your show regularly, I've become absolutely impossible.
Yes, B.O.K., available only through the BBC. Well, it's such an easy medicine to take. Here's what a high BBC official says.
It's quite tasteless.
But then, what can you expect from an official who's high?
B.O.K. contains jokes for all the family. Broad ones, supper ones, corny ones.
And don't forget the cute ones, Mum.
And remember, B.O.K. is so carefully produced. Don't just say Brown, say Jake Brown. Well, so much for the commercials. Now let me tell you some of the things that have happened since we last met. Well, now, during the early part of the week, I was wearing all my 6 wristwatches. So having quite a bit of time on my hands, I decided to browse around the stationery office, which is full of those very readable government pamphlets on such fascinating subjects as glass blowing as a career, or magnoelectric dynamophysic ferrocermutation made easy, and other eye-catching titles were A Pictorial History of British Lampposts, Unexpurgated. How to Convert Your Pipe into a Smokeless Zone. And the one I finally came home with, which had a cover picture of a scantily clad blonde standing over a corpse with a smoking gun in her hand, it was called The Purbright Committee's Report on Monetary Instability and Economic Depression in 1894. Well, I may say I managed to read it right through, although I must confess I preferred the film. Thursday. Now, while Thursday was just one of those days, it started around about 9 o'clock. I just got out of the bath and was wearing my new silk dressing gown when the doorbell rang.
Oh, morning, sir. It's the gas man.
Phew. Oh, what's the matter? You seem rather puffed.
So would you be if you'd just done 800 meters?
Yes, and I suppose it must be rather hard on your cubic feet. I presume you've come to read mine. Follow me, it's in the kitchen.
Hello? You've got a leak in here?
Yes, it's for my supper tonight. There's the meter.
Oh, Tom.
Must be a pretty boring job, eh, reading meters?
Oh, you're right, sir. Well, I mean, once you've read one, you've read them all. Let's see, that's 4704. Quite a heavy amount of gas this quarter, sir.
Well, there's the cooker and the fridge, the gas fire.
I bet that old geezer uses a lot.
I'm afraid she does, yes. Oh, dear, now who is it? That doorbell never stops ringing.
Oh, don't look at me. It's an electrician you need.
It's a what?
An electrician.
I thought you were going to say that, yes. Come on, I'll let you out at the same time.
Hello, Mr. Horne. Well, I've heard you so many times on the radio and seen you so many times on television. I can't tell you what a thrill it is to actually meet you in person. You're just as I expected.
I'm the gas man.
Oh.
Funny woman.
Goodbye, Governor.
Goodbye. Look, I'm Kenneth Horne, madam.
Yeah, of course. I really am most frightfully. I think it was the dressing gown that put me off.
Yes, rather that and me not being in my gas inspector's outfit. So perhaps you tell me who you are and what you want.
Oh, yes. Well, Mr. Horne, you see, I've got a little problem. The name's Gwendolyn Winklepooch.
Yes. Yes, that is quite a problem, isn't it?
No, you misunderstand. You see, the thing is, I'm short of a speaker for next Monday's Needle Women's class, and I thought that you might address them on this subject here.
What's that? Oh, good gracious, I'm sorry, Miss Winklepooch, I just couldn't talk to your good ladies on that subject.
But why not? Oh, you silly ever so silly. Perfectly all right. That's glove making.
Glove making? Oh, I see. Well, anyway, I'm afraid I'm booked next Monday. You see that? Oh, there's the phone again. Hello? Well, thank goodness, it's Janet Waters.
The lights may be low, but the night is aflame. Come dance with me. The flame starts to grow as you whisper my name. Come dance with me.
Well, I really must get most awfully dressed, I think. It's just a morning. So many people have been calling, the wretched doorbell going on. Hello, here we go again.
Ah, at last, an intelligent-looking gentleman. Sir, just step out here on the path a moment, would you?
But I'm in my dressing gown.
Oh, don't worry, sir. No one will notice.
Now, what's this all about?
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you know the mating habits of the lesser-spotted fly-tailed edge warbler?
Well, no, I don't.
No. But you so easily could with a set of everybody's encyclopedia.
But why should I need information like that?
You picture yourself at a smart cocktail party. Gay, witty chat is accompanying the nibbling of cherries. And then, suddenly, out of the blue, someone says, I say, does anyone happen to know the mating habits of the lesser-spotted sight-out pig? Now, what will you say?
I'd say they were drunk.
Come now, to answer that question would make you the social success of the evening. Mm. Besides, there are so many other uses to which you can put this wonderful set of 18 volumes.
18?
Yes, yes. 8 encyclopedias and 10 volumes of corrections.
And what other uses could I put these 18 books to?
Well, piled on top of each other, they do away with the necessity of stepladders.
Yes, yes, very practical. And how much do these literary stepladders cost?
Oh, most reasonable. The whole set bound in Morocco, £250.
Oh.
Or, if you prefer something cheaper, you could have them bound in Wolfenstein.
No, no, I'm sorry, I'll remain ignorant.
Oh, but you haven't even looked at them. Look, I'll just come in.
No, 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 it's not convenient. I mean, I'm not dressed yet.
Oh, but I insist, I'll just pop in.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, very well, if that's your attitude. Well, there's better doors than that slammed in my face.
That'll teach you a lesson. Oh, shouldn't I have been inside the door? I say, just a minute, I'm locked out of my dressing gown.
Oh, no, I never shame.
No, wait. Oh, dear, now what am I going to do? I can't call in next door. We're not talking to them. And the people the other side are away. I better get in touch with the locksmith. That means walking to the phone box on the corner of the high street. Oh, well, it's got to be done. Honestly, people are so rude, staring at me all the time. Anybody think they've never seen a chap in a silk dressing gown before?
Boy, mate, where's the boxing mat?
Oh, very funny, very funny.
It's my sir, it's Kenneth Horn, isn't it?
Oh, Lord, it's old Boreham Smith. Morning, Humphrey.
Lord, I hardly recognized you without the carnation. Been some mad drama party, I suppose.
Well, if you must know, I've been locked down.
Well, you can't blame us. I mean, coming home at this time.
Look, Humphrey, I really must be going.
Here's your time to join me for a coffee.
What, like this?
Well, it's just that new coffee bar with all the weird types. Yeah, you know. The one called the Beatnik. We'll be quite inconspicuous there. No,
I wouldn't, you know. I've just had a bath. Anyway, I can't stop any longer. Look, there's quite a crowd collecting. I do hope none of them recognize me. Goodbye, Humphrey.
Goodbye. Mr. Kenneth Horn.
He would. Ah, now, there's the phone box. Oh, no, I might have known there'd be a wretched woman using it.
Hello, E.J. Oh, you're still there. Good, you know. I thought we were cut off, you see. So I said to him, I said, well, we're not having any of that, I said. Oh, no. And certainly not in Wellington boots, I said. Well, I know, E.J. I know. Anyway, dear, I put the shepherd's pie in the oven. And then... Oh, E.J. I just had a terrible shock. There's a man outside the phone box in a silk dressing gown. What? No, dear, I don't think it's an old coward. What? What? You're right, dear. I'll just ignore him. Now, where was I, my dear? Maybe the oldest, the shepherd's pie.
I say, madam.
Oh!
Are you going to be much longer?
Go away, you horrible sheep!
Look, there's no need to panic, madam. I have an urgent call to make.
Yes, I should think you had. All right, I shan't be a minute. Did you hear that, E.J.? Yes, I must go, dear. I must go home. See you later. Bye, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Don't deduct me! Oh! Absolutely disgraceful.
I quite agree. You should never have come out with those curlers in your hair. Oh, now, how stupid of me. Of course, I've got no money. Oh, well, I shall have to try something.
Number, please.
Oh, operator, look, I know this is going to sound rather unusual. You see, I'm in a phone box.
That's all right, sir. Quite. Quite a lot of people make calls from phone boxes.
Look, I haven't finished, operator. I happen to be in my dressing gown.
Yes?
And naturally, I never keep money in my dressing gown pocket.
Naturally.
So I want to make an urgent phone call, but I've got no money.
I see. You've got nothing on you at all.
Except the dressing gown, of course.
Of course. Well, sir, we're not unreasonable in such matters, providing we're satisfied that you're a bona fide case.
Oh, good.
Just let me have your name, sir.
Horn, Kenneth Horn. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, bother. Oh, now what? Oh, dear, somebody is peering in the window. These phone boxes... Just a minute, that's it. What a fool I am. My top window's open. Oh, well, thank goodness I've got ivy up the wall. Well, nearly there.
Morning, sir.
Oh, morning, Constable.
Lovely day today, sir.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Bit of a nip in the air. Hardly noticeable to those who happen to be fully dressed.
Oh, the dressing gown, yes. Yes, Constable, well, it's not what it looks.
Not real silk, eh?
No. No, I mean, oh, it's been such a worrying morning.
Must have been, sir. I see it's driven you up the wall.
Yes. Yes, well, I'm trying to get in through the window.
Quite understand, sir. What we call breaking and entering.
Oh, but gracious, no, it's my house.
Yes, of course. Burgling your own house.
Constable, I ask you, do I look like a burglar, dressed like this?
Oh, most refined, sir. All right, Raffles, come on down.
Constable, don't you recognize me? I did a police concert for you last week.
Oh, wait a minute, sir. Yes, of course, you're Kenneth Horn, aren't you?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I remember you very well.
Oh, thank goodness.
Hence, furthermore, by being improperly dressed and disturbing the peace, and for that dreadful turn you did at the police concert, I fine you a total of 25 pounds. Now, have you anything to say?
Well, yes, Your Honor. Do you think I can go home now and get out of this dressing gown? Now for our fully dressed quartet, ladies and gentlemen, the Hornets.
The sun is shining to welcome the day. Hey, home, come to the fair. The folks are all singing so merry and gay. Hey, home, come to the fair.
The stalls on the green are as fine as can be, with trinkets and tokens so pretty to see.
So it comes then, maidens and men, to the fair in the pride of the morning. So deck yourselves out in your finest array with a hey-ho, come to the fair.
The fiddles are playing the tune that you know. Hey-ho, come to the fair. The drums are all beating away, let us go. Hey-ho, come to the fair.
They'll be racing and chasing from morning till night, with roundabout turning to left and to right.
So it comes then, maidens and men, to the fair in the pride of the morning.
So lock up your house, there'll be plenty of fun.
Hey-ho, come to the fair. For love-making too, if so be you've a mind. Hey-ho, come to the fair.
For hearts that are happy and loving and kind. Hey-ho,
if haste to the wedding, the fiddle should play. I want a few dance till the end of the day. Come on now, maidens and men, to the fair in the pride of the morning. The sun is a-shining to welcome the day. With a hey-ho, come to the fair, maidens and men, maidens and men. Come to the fair in the morning.
And so to the Kenneth Horn documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horn and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And this week we present a close-up on the new towns. Do the village community resent the new inhabitants?
And if so, do they give them a rural belt?